This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tomorrow is the last day to give input on a passenger rail line along the Front Range. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
The Colorado Department of Transportation, along with other groups, is considering the idea of a train that connects Fort Collins to Pueblo. They will compare proposed routes and operations before deciding. The survey asks respondents to prioritize the importance of things like cost, travel times, and onboard amenities like Wi-Fi. The state estimates that an additional 3 million people will live in and commute around Colorado's Front Range by 2050. The rail line could play a role in alleviating congestion. The survey is online at frontrangepassengerrail.com. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Governor Polis is praising the cleanup of homeless camps just outside the state capitol and the governor's mansion in Denver.
Acting to clean up an area that's dangerous from both a crime perspective as well as a disease perspective rises to the level of urgency that it really needs to be acted upon.
Polis adds that solving the longer-term homeless issue will take a deep bipartisan regional commitment. Crews are working a small fire atop a silo at the Molson Coors Brewery in Golden. About 40 firefighters sprayed water on flames emanating from wood planks atop the silo. The cause is under investigation. No injuries have been reported. 78 degrees in Denver, 74 in Vail, 93 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.